You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, February 24th, 7:44 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, Dr. Bruce Carvel. He's the musical director for Collegium Vocale here in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Carvel.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us this morning. Looking forward to learning about the upcoming event. And I even made my phonetic notes, but I know I mispronounced it. The name of the Collegium?
Collegium Vocale.
Vocale. Very good. And presenting Bach this weekend here in St. Louis.
Yes. We, for the last several years, we've alternated for our February concerts of either Bach cantatas or his contemporary Christoph Graupner.
And how long has the Collegium been presenting such great music?
We're in our 20th year. So we've been around for a while. I've been director since 2007.
Tell me a little bit about your background and what you enjoy about music and especially Bach.
Well, I have bachelor's and master's degrees in musicology from the University of Michigan and a PhD in historical performance practice from Washington University. I'm very happy to be working with this group because it allows me to explore rarely performed music. And the Bach cantatas that we've chosen are ones that one is only likely to hear these days on recordings and not live. So I'm very pleased that we're able to offer live performances for these rarely heard cantatas.
I'm intrigued. Now, you mentioned about your doctorate in historical performance?
Practice, yeah.
Historical practice. Unpack that for me a little bit.
Well, we know through the last 200 years of research that music in the 17th and 18th centuries were performed with a different understanding than we have today. Some of the instruments were different, and the style of presentation was a little different than we hear today. And so we try to avail ourselves of the most recent research, and I do a fair amount of independent research myself in these matters so that we can bring the music to a modern audience in a way that reflects the composer's original intentions as well as we're able.
So how might that, with the pieces this weekend, with the Bach cantatas, how might that make a difference in the presentation?
Well, one of the things that we do is put into practice the one-on-a-part style of performance, which is to say a quartet of singers rather than a choir. There are pretty good indications from the records that this is certainly one of the options that Bach had, either through necessity or preference. And we're very lucky in St. Louis to have the Bach Society and the American Contrary that also do Bach, although they do it with a larger ensemble than we do. We also use instruments that are either of the period or copies of instruments from the period. For example, I play a flute that has only one key. We have a Baroque bassoon. We have the violins, viola, and cello are strung in gut strings rather than steel strings, and the pitch is a half step lower than modern pitch. All of that affects the sound of the music. We like to think it's a little more mellow and relaxed.
What do you love about Bach? Why has this music transcended time? What is unique about Bach?
Well, the thing that's remarkable about Bach is that not only was he one of the most skilled composers of his time or any time, but his understanding of the text, and these cantatas were written as service music to be part of the services at both Weimar and Leipzig when he was in those places, and that his understanding of the Lutheran doctrine and theology infuses his music with great passion and excitement. He truly believed in the message that he was putting forth and used his music to serve that message.
Why do you think his music has withstood the test of time? Was his music as appreciated then as it is today? You know, at his time, was it appreciated then as much as it has been throughout history since then?
He was not as well known in his own time. He was known primarily as an organ virtuoso, and was often consulted by organ builders. His rediscovery as one of the great cornerstones of Western music history really began in 1829 when Mendelssohn put together a performance of the St. Matthew Passion. And about 1850, a society was formed to publish all of Bach's works, the Bachgesellschaft. And they came up with the first edition of Bach that we still turn to, although a new edition was begun during the about 100 years later, during the 1950s and 60s.
What pieces will be presented this weekend at the Collegium Vocale at Village Lutheran Church in Ladue?
Yes. We're doing four cantatas from Bach's Leipzig period. He was born in 1685 and held a number of positions until 1723, when he applied for an open position as the music director at Leipzig, which was a step up for him. Leipzig was not a great center like Berlin or Darmstadt, but it was highly respected. He began that position and around June 1st of 1723. So we're doing two cantatas from June of 1723. Warm Herziges Herze der Ewigen Liebe, or the Compassionate Heart of the Eternal Love, Bach, Cantata 185, and a cantata for the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, Ihr Menschen rühmet Gottes Liebe, Cantata 167, Men Proclaim God's Love, a cantata for the fourth Sunday after Trinity from February of 1724, Leichtgesinnte Flattergeister, which has been translated as frivolous flibbity gibbets, which is pretty funny. And then in 1729, a cantata that I've wanted to do for some time, Ich stehe mit einem Fuß im Grabe, I stand with one foot in the grave, which begins with one of Bach's most famous pieces of a beautiful solo for oboe and pizzicato string. I should say we're very fortunate on this concert to be joined by Joyce Alper, who is a noted Baroque oboist from Boston. And so we're bringing, she's played with us on two occasions before, and we're delighted to be able to bring her back to St. Louis. She's a wonderful colleague and a fine oboe player.
Tell me for listeners not familiar with these pieces, what should we listen for in the music? What musically should we listen for? If we're familiar with the German, will it be sung in German, I assume?
It will be sung in German, although text and translations will be provided, because it's so important that we understand the text that Bach is setting. The cantatas were written, as I said, to be part of the service and to really amplify on the message of the lectionary readings of those days. And so Bach usually derives his themes from that. The overwhelming theme, or the overarching theme of this particular concert, is compassion and the necessity of relying on the steadfastness of God's word. And the errors of not trusting in that. They're quite remarkable pieces. And Bach is particularly gifted in drawing in what would have been familiar chorale tunes to his Leipzig congregation to amplify those messages as well.
Tell me about the musicians who make up the Collegium.
Well, the Collegium Vocale is a group of six singers, two sopranos, Ariana Airy and Nancy Lutzow. Stephanie Ruggles is our alto. Willard Cobb is a tenor, and I also sing tenor. And David Berger, that some of your listeners may know from his solo work with the American Contrari, is our bass. On this concert, we are joined by a number of string players, William Bauer and Lorraine Glass Harris. We're bringing a viola player in from Kansas City, Neil French. Our Baroque cellist, Stephanie Hunt, is from Edwardsville. We have a Baroque trumpet player from Edwardsville as well, John Korak. We're very fortunate at St. Louis to have Henry Skolnick, who is a very gifted Baroque bassoonist, and Ron Hall will be playing organ with us on this concert.
So it's really quite a gathering of talent from all around, quite a few here in the Midwest, but from all over as well.
Absolutely. We prefer to use local musicians for a number of reasons. One is that we like to support them in their endeavors. We also have been able to use the same core of musicians for the past several years, and that really has helped in developing our sense of ensemble and helping raising the standards of our performances. So, and we all love the opportunity to play this fantastic music.
Absolutely. It's music that really, in a sense, has transcended time. It's really withstood the test of time. And what a delight to hear it. And two, I'm sure for you and the other musicians, a delight to prepare it.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, we base our performances of Bach on the old Bach Gesellschaft editions, although I do avail myself of wonderful resources online now. Many of the Bach manuscripts and parts have been made available digitally, so I'm able to sit in my office and compare the parts that Bach musicians played from to what we're doing. So we try to make things as reliable as possible in our performances.
With just about a minute left, I want to make sure we share all the details, the time and location information we need to know so we can hear this great music this weekend.
Yes, as you mentioned, it's at Village Lutheran Church, which is at 9237 Clayton Road in St. Louis. There's free admission and free parking. There'll be an introductory lecture at 2:30 with the concert following at 3:00.
Very good. So Village Lutheran Church this Sunday, lecture regarding the work of Bach at 2:30, and then the music, the cantatas at 3 p.m. And what a great event, I'm sure. And I hope the weather will be much better by then. It should be by Sunday.
I hope so as well. They should have the roads cleared by then. So. And as I mentioned, our programs will include background material and the text and translation. So if folks are not fluent in German, they'll certainly have an opportunity to gain an understanding of what we're thinking about and how Bach has used his musical means to amplify this message.
Dr. Bruce Carvel, musical director of the Collegium Vocale, thank you for being our guest today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. We'll head out to Wyoming today. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.